Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be up in some noise in this place. Bring it up. Yeah. Protection. Protection. Protection.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show this morning. We have an exciting topic today that we're going to talk about today. But before we start our topic today, I thank everyone that have come on thus far that's listening in. And just give us a few minutes and we'll be right on hitting into that show today. But we're going to pray. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you that you made your light shine in my heart today to give me the light of the knowledge of your glory in the face of your Son, the Heavenly Father, that you draw me to yourself and honor me and make me a member of your royal family. Lord, I thank you, and a citizen of your kingdom, and that you have enlisted me in your worldwide task force, dear Heavenly Father, to be your witness, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you. What a high privilege that you have designated me to have and share not only in your love, but also in your glorious purpose, both near and far. I thank you today for this broadcast. I thank you for those that will call in, those that will listen in, dear Heavenly Father, those that will go by archive, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today, and we give you all the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is talking about sinful thoughts. And my tag words you will hear throughout our topic today is selfish, the mind, the confession, acts, and transforming. Transforming your thoughts, your mind. And today, our main topic, are you conscious of unclean thoughts or motives? Be specific about the thoughts you need to change. Do you sense your thoughts are mixed with selfish desires? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And, you know, as I went through this here, you know, we must begin our journey with cleansing of the heart and the mind first. You know, according to scriptures and everything we're going to bring to you today, you can follow along with us, will be in scripture. Sin began in the heart and mind. You'll find that in Matthew's the 15th chapter and the 19th verse. And I'm going to turn right on over to that, and that we can stay on the same page. Let's go to Matthew's the 15th chapter. And starting at the 19th verse. And the word of God says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemy. You know, until your thoughts and attitudes are under God's control, you will never know the fullness of life in Christ. You know, it's no accident that Satan frequently targets our minds with inappropriate, sinful thoughts. In the course of a day, you can think of, and you can see how your mind is targeted. You start thinking about, say, if you're reading the Bible, the phone ring, somebody texting you on your cell phone, somebody knocking at your door. You start having all kind of thoughts that's running through your head. Now, you're supposed to be praying or reading the scriptures in the Word of God. And, you know, Satan know how to come in and target your mind with inappropriate and sinful thoughts. You know, the devil know if he can develop stronghold in our thinking, he will easily lead us into sin and separate us from God's power. You know, when I went to Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and the 7th verse, we're going to read that. And we're going to see what the Proverbs 23 and 7 is saying. The Word of God say, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, say he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." You know, God reveals the enormous importance of fully surrendering our mind to Christ. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Other words, what you think is a huge part of what you are. You know, properly considering the following scriptures that we're going to be dealing with today, and honestly answering all the questions that you may have today, remember, you can only be as filled with God as you are willing to be emptied of yourself. If you are completely honest and thorough in your consciousness and confession, God will completely cleanse and transform your life. You know, we'll start off with Matthew 7, 22 and 23 today. We're talking about the sin of thoughts. Talking about that mind, what you're thinking about. You know, many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." Now, we're going to the scriptures. You know, we're reading from the scriptures today. That way you can follow along. And that way you can read in your Bible what the Word of God is saying. And Matthew's, I'll give it to you again, Matthew's chapter 7. And verse 22 and 23, it says, "Many may say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have ye not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" And then 23 say, "And then will I profess them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." I'm not saying anything that your Bible is not telling you right now. Go to John, the 17th chapter. And we were going to read what John, the 17th chapter, saying about sins of thoughts. That's what we on today. And John 17 and 3 say, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." My. You know, here we're talking about sins of thoughts. You know, when you turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter and the 16th verse, it's telling you, "The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." You know, as you start your cleansing journey in your thoughts, you must begin with the certainty of your own salvation. The first sin to overcome is doubt. How many of you all got doubt this morning about your salvation? You know, indeed, you cannot be pleasing to God with such doubt in your heart. You can make no spiritual progress until you're absolutely certain of your relationship to Christ. today we are talking about sinful thoughts. And some of our main keywords we are using in our topic today is selfish, the mind, confessed, acts, and transformed. Don't you know you got to transform them thoughts that you have in your mind today? You know, concerning this point, the following scriptures that I'll be giving you today reveal three truths of enormous revelation. One, on the day of judgment, when I read to you Matthew 7:23 stated that many who think they are saved will discover they do not know God. My. The second one, according to John 7:3 that I gave you earlier, true salvation consists of knowing Christ in a life-changing personal relationship. And the third one I gave you, which was Romans 8:16, breaking it down now, people who are genuinely saved have a strong supernatural assurance of their salvation. You know, tragically, in recent decades, it has been all too easy for people to join churches without having a genuine salvation experience. In fact, we all now see many longtime church members come under conviction and find true salvation. Presently, God is doing a glorious new work among unconverted church members. You know, just think about it. If you have any doubt about whether you are saved, be assured that God wants to give you absolute certainty. In 1 John 5:13, it doesn't want you to live another day in doubt. As you answer the following questions I'm giving you today, please be completely honest with yourself and with God. Don't just answer how you think you're supposed to answer, but ask God for clear discernment as you consider these critical questions that I'll be asking you today on this line. First of all, in your thoughts, do you have nagging doubt about whether you have been saved? Do you often sense God speaking to your heart? Or does that idea seem too foreign to you? Do you have a personal relationship with Christ? Or do you just know facts about him? Can you remember a time you was deeply convicted of your lostness? Can you remember a time when you truly turned from sin and personally surrendered your life to Jesus? When you made your profession of faith, do you experience or did you experience a noticeable change in your life? Do you have absolute peace that you are forgiven and going to heaven? I'm bringing you some things, some questions today that you need to ask yourself today. Do you have a significant desire for Bible reading and prayer? Do you have a longing to be in church and with God's people? Are you known as a person of kindness and love? If you have thought about it today and had to honestly answer no to many of these questions that I have just given you, it is essential that you stop now and settle your relationship with Christ. Today I want to thank all of you all that have just tuned in. I see my lines are coming up, lighting up with people calling in. And if you decide you want to talk with the host and be able to talk on sinful thoughts today, you can press 1 on your keypad at any time. You know, the good news is you can settle it. God is willing and able to give you the assurance you so desperately need. If you have any doubt whatsoever about your salvation, I urge you to properly pray before going one step further. Thoughts, his clear promise. God wants to lead every person to perfect assurance and peace today. And I'll iterate again, are you conscious of unclean thoughts today? A motive? Be specific about the thoughts you need to change in your mind today. Do you sense your thoughts are mixed with selfish desires today? If you answered yes to the end of the things, then immediately proceed with your cleansing, your brainwashing, your meditation. You can confidently rejoice that Jesus' blood cleansed you from all unrighteousness. Rejoice that your eternal security is in Jesus' perfect righteousness and not your imperfected performance. Let's continue your journey by examining other areas of your thoughts today. I went to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and the 5th verse. And the word of God say, not me, but the word of God say, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You know, when you read that and you ponder that in your mind, carefully, honestly reflecting on the type of thoughts that occupy your mind, is your mind filled with thoughts of Christ or consumed with earthly issues? Do you think far more about work or recreation than spiritual growth and serving Christ? We're talking about sinful thoughts today. Are you often filled with unclean thoughts? Are you plagued with fearful or anger thoughts? Today, as we go through this, write down any sinful thought pattern God bring to your attention as we go through this sinful thoughts today. You know, for each one, ask God forgiveness. That's not a right thought. And trust him to renew your mind. You know, we got to do that daily. All during the day, we have to renew our mind. Because our thoughts could go off so quick. We could be thinking about Christ one moment. Somebody can call us on the phone with an issue where our mind have went off the things we were thinking that was Christ-like. And Satan have crept into our thoughts so quick. We got to bring our mind back into subjection and say, God, forgive me. I rebuke that thought right now that have entered me. You could have just come out of meditation and someone called you with some gossip on the phone. I'm using some examples. How quick our thoughts can change. How Satan can creep in and just try to change your mind and your thoughts. You know, for each one, God forgiveness and trust him to renew your mind. When you go to Romans 12:2, resolve to take every thought captive to the Lordship of Christ. What specific thoughts should replace the ones that are worldly? You know, I went over to Matthew 5:28. Let me turn over that in my Bible so you know that I'm on the right page with you. 5:28 of Matthew says, but I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Do lustful, unclean thoughts frequently occupy your mind? Do you watch programs or movies on TV that stimulate improper thoughts and feelings? Last night while I was in the prison, a man, I asked for testimony, period, and a man came out and said, I know I'm a man of God, but, you know, I realize I can't just watch no anything on the TV. I have to just relinquish my seat where I was and let somebody else just come in, and they can watch it. I got to watch the thoughts. I have, I think, someone that like to come on. Let me see if I can bring them on. Hallelujah. We thinking, talking about our thoughts today. Let's see if we can bring this person on. Good morning, guest. You're now on the air. Would you like to talk about sinful thoughts today?
Hello?
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 Yes. Would you like to talk about the sinful thoughts today that can enter our mind?
Yeah. You know, one thing is I notice when you give your life to Christ, you know, the devil always attack the area that used to be weak in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, my problem used to be women. I used to, like, fornicate and lustful and all this kind of stuff. And today, that's the area that still kind of, like, holds me in bondage, if you know what I mean. You know, and those thoughts, mm-hmm. Like the Bible says, when you're lost, it leads to sin, and then sin leads to death. You know, and that's
yeah.
one of Satan's ways of capturing, trying to hold people in bondage. Because, say for instance, if you've never smoked, he's not going to bring smoking against you after you've come to Christ, because he knows he's not going to attract you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he will always use the weakness that you had before to bring you back down. And then when you start falling into that trap now, self-condemnation comes, and that's the biggest killer. Condemnation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the doctors and scientists, they can only go as far as stress. But God lets us know that there's condemnation. That's why he says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But because when you act on those thoughts now and you commit the act what you've been thinking about, remember Jesus even said, if a man lust in his heart after a woman, he's already committed adultery.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I see a lady and I lust after a lady, I don't need to sleep with her physically because I've already committed the sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Satan will push you so hard, so you go and commit the physical. You know what I mean? And that's something that I struggle with today as well. And that's something I need God to break off my life, is lusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because there will be sometimes God uses me greatly. You know, I pray for people, I lead them to salvation, people get healing, miracles, blessings, but there'll be times where I'll be okay for like maybe weeks, months, and then I'll just fall. And then I have to pick myself up again. And it's like a cycle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know it's not good. So that's what I would like to speak about today.
Oh, I am so glad you came on, caller. And we're going to pray that God will remove that from you. We have
Amen.
Some other callers on. Just stay on. Please don't hang up. Let me see.
Okay,
I got
ma'am.
Another caller that we have brought on. Caller from area code 713. You are now on the air. Would you like to say something about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. And thank you for coming on today for Sinful Thoughts. And we just had a gentleman, I know you was listening on what he was saying, and we're going to pray for him today. Would you go ahead and tell the listening audience what you want to speak on that?
Yes, I would like to speak on the, I could just be then prayed up, went into meditation, and just as soon as I leave the table for meditating, then I will in turn get a phone call, and I get caught off guard just like that. And one of the hardest things what I've been trying that asking the Lord to help me with is for me to be settled and not to get all fiery up when a phone call or something come through, especially if it's not of God. And I was listening to you when you was talking about 2 Corinthians, because that's what I've been reading, is to cast down every argument that exalts itself against God. So
mm-hmm.
I just have to be focused on the Lord, to put him, you know, to put him first, and to ask him to help me in the areas where I need help at. And it may seem like it's easier said than done, but there are some things that I just have to take heed to, and I have to keep on persevering, you know, asking God to give me strength, mm-hmm. you know, and I can look at Paul when Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and even though he was asking God to remove it, but God told him that his grace is sufficient for him. So if Paul was able to deal with that, then I myself need to deal with it. If I say that I love the Lord and I don't see him, but other people see me every day. So I just need to ask, you know, I just need to continue to work on that, you know, and to know that this is not from God when I be getting hostile. That is not of God. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be like a hypocrite. One day I'm speaking about the Lord and you know, and his goodness, and then my actions show something else. So I just have to work on that. And it's not about others, it's about me getting myself together. Take a self-examination of myself.
Praise the Lord.
And when I am wrong, and whenever I am wrong, then I admit it to the Lord, you know, repent, you know, of it. Yeah.
You know, hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, one thing, obviously we're child of God and, you know, we're anointed. Like I said, God uses us to do great things. And one thing, the devil knows when there's an anointing upon your life. You know, sometimes you might look at people and say, how come since I give my life to God, I go through this stuff, but people of the world don't? Because with them, they're spiritually dead already. But we now that's alive in Christ and anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Satan will do everything he can because he knows we're a threat to his kingdom. Now, in 1 John 3, he says, whoever has been born of God does not sin. Now, we cannot sin because our spirits have been beautified and glorified in Christ. But the flesh now, Satan can only attack the flesh. That's where we have the mastery and have to dominate the flesh. But sometimes, like the topic today, sinful thoughts, you know, we get so caught up in our carnal mind. And this is why God says we must renew our mind. But sometimes it's, you know, it's like it's difficult to do because every time you rebuke a negative thought, it's like 1,000 darts are fired back at you. But you have to be persistent and stay in the Word of God. And I think many of the times as well, we look too much to ourselves as well, saying, I need to do this. It's not by our strength. The Lord said, you can't do nothing without me. So if we're not like meditating, praying in the Holy Ghost, you know, we're not giving the Lord access to work in us the way he wants to do, because we think to ourselves many times, oh, I need to do this and stop doing this. But as you notice, the more you try to stop, the more you fail, because you can't do it by your own strength.
That's right.
You know, so like Paul says, I will pray in the Spirit and then pray my understanding. When we pray in our own understanding, it's limited knowledge. We don't know how to pray. The Bible says in Romans 8, we don't know how to pray as we ought.
Mm-hmm.
But when we pray in the Holy Spirit, it makes intercession for us. And we become more acquainted with him. But the devil, like I said, he recognizes the anointing upon one's life. He knows you're a threat to his kingdom, so he'll do everything that he can do to try and sabotage you and to stop you from, you know, from bringing people out of darkness into light.
Yes, that's,
you know,
so true.
This is why we have to continue to pray for each other, you know, to intercede for each other also, and pray the prayer of agreement. There's many types of prayer, but Jesus also told us about the prayer of agreement. He says, if two of you shall agree on earth. So when we agree now and come together and pray, that this stronghold is going to be broken. It's broken once and for all. But we have to remain strong in the Lord. I don't know why I come to this radio station today, but I know it's by the leading of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I thank you, Mom, for, you know, the host. I don't know you personally. I hope I can get to know you more and, you know, talk with
Keep
you one-to-one.
Yes.
And talk to you personally. And sister that just spoke, I thank God for your life also. You know, and I will always keep you in prayer, and I hope you always keep me in prayer also, that God will, you know, just break these things off us that are not of God, that's not pleasing to his life. Because, like the sister just said, we can't be living holy one minute and even helping people, ministering healing to people, working miracles, and then behind closed doors now we're being hypocritical. Because we're not deceiving nobody, we're only deceiving ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
No, and the Bible says, the Bible says God is not to be mocked.
Amen.
Yeah.
And any day God turns his back on you, that's it.
That's right.
No, it's not going to be a nice thing. So we have to make sure, because we consciously know what we're doing. We know the Bible says, don't do this, but we would do it out of selfishness. And then we want to keep going to God and repent and repent and repent. But thank God that he's a merciful God. But one thing I come to understand, repentance is when you walk away and you don't do it no more. So you have to look at yourself and do a check. Have I really repented?
There you go. Self-examination.
Yeah. Because I always say to people, if you're in Christ, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. So if you're not experiencing the peace that Christ has died and rose to give you, you have to do a word check. What am I doing wrong? Do I go to church on time? Do I attend services? Do I pay my tithes? Do I do this? And where the answer is no, you have to sort out that matter there, because we should be living a life of divine peace, divine help. We shouldn't be worried or by pursued by anything. You know, God says we are, those who are born of him have overcome the world. We have overcome the wicked one. So we shouldn't be troubled in our life. But when you give Satan a hold in your life, he will take more than what he's given. You know, but we have to be conscious that we're superior to the devil. You know, he has no power over us. He just comes with lies and deception.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
So that's what I thought to share.
Amen. Thank you so much. I am glad the Lord led you to this show today. We come on every Wednesday, and I have different topics. And today, you know, I am so glad I have three people that I know for sure is on right now. I don't know how many people are listening in, but I'm hoping even if they listen in later on the archive, you know, that they were here. Because my next thing I was going to say, and you just said it too, sir, you know, are you conscious of unclean thoughts or motives? Do you often have thoughts you would be ashamed for others to even know that you're thinking? Do you have wandering eyes? You know. And if you sense God conviction, we're going to need somebody to put their phone on the mute because we can get a feedback of this radio. It's real ticky. be specific in your confession. Decide how you're going to change your thoughts to remove the pattern of sin. Be specific about the thoughts you need to change. Like we were saying just a while ago, you know, it is vital that you replace unclean thoughts with other thoughts that focus on Christ. And, you know, memorizing scriptures, we do that a lot. We memorize scriptures. We'll provide a powerful tool for removing inappropriate thoughts. Like you were saying earlier, a different thought. Sometimes, you know, we go through and we start memorizing scriptures throughout the Bible. When these different things come out, and we'll start, you could be driving, and different things. We need somebody to put their phone on mute. We get in the whole conversation on the phone, on the feedback, so we're going to need someone to put their phones on mute. You know, every time, you know, an unclean thought arises, you can replace it with scripture.
Amen.
And a prayerful focus on God. And if you follow this process, you will soon have a brand new mind, which we read in, you know, in Romans 12:2. And I went to Colossians 3:1-3. It said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, while Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. And I also went to Matthew 22:37. Jesus and his work should occupy first place in our daily thoughts and affection. Jesus said we are to love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and strength. You know, and if Christ is truly your passion, your mind will be filled with thoughts of him and of serving him. We know the enemy try to come in and try to disrupt what we're doing, you know. But, you know, we have to keep our mind focused on him. And do your affection and priority often resolve around people and things more than Jesus? Are you more passionate about earthly things rather than spiritual things? You know, we have to think about that. Do you honestly get more excited about work, about sports or recreation than about God's kingdom? You know, to what or to whom do you devote the majority of your thoughts and energy from? You have to think about that. You know, if many of your thoughts are undisciplined and earth-centered, immediately confess this to God and ask him to transform your mind. By God's grace, you can change your affection and thoughts.
Amen.
You know, I sit down sometime and I write down specific ways you need to set your affection and thought on Jesus. Because, like, you know, you said in the lady that came on earlier said, you know, we could sit down and we could be meditating on the word. But before you sit down to start reading your Bible, you didn't say, well, let me put my phone on mute, my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just turn the phone completely off. Whoever it is, if it's important, God will come through discernment. Take that call. But if your mind is on Christ and on reading the word, you're going to tune out everything. You're not going to even hear that phone when it's ringing. Because you have enclosed your mind with Christ so that the devil had not had time to interfere, because you're going your prayer language, like you were saying earlier. You have just let everything just went out. Somebody might be knocking at your door, but you so behind the veil with Jesus that you do not even hear it. You have not let that come in to your consciousness. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And in Psalms, I went to Psalms 1 and 2. The word of God say, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And in Psalms 119, verses 15 through 16, it says, I will meditate in thy precept and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statute. I will not forget thy word. You know, based on these scriptures, it is God's will for every believer to saturate his or her mind with key Bible verses. You know, fill your mind with scriptures does not happen by accident. You must make a daily choice to hide God's word in your heart. You know,
Go ahead. Oh, one thing, you know, also the word says, it says, he whose mind is stayed upon thee, you will keep in perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when our minds stayed upon God, it would have been wonderful enough if God would have just said peace, but he said perfect peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes, you know, as children of God, we don't do things how the world does. You know, when it's like, for instance, when it comes to meditation, thoughts and this kind of stuff. As we know from the biblical way, is by Hagar, by muttering, speaking the word of God. You know, because when we speak the word of God, that's when it gets into our spirits, gets into our minds. Because you can just sit down all day and think, and after a while, your brain starts hurting, you get headache, etc. But when we speak the word of God, it makes you what it talks about, and that's what God said to Joshua in chapter 1. He said, meditate upon this book day and night.
Mm-hmm.
And the word meditate there is Hagar in the Hebrew, which means to mutter, to speak under your breath. You know, and that's like I tell people all the time. Someone may be sick. He just keeps speaking, by his stripes I am healed, by his stripes I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
Because that word, the word of God, he has to get from the head knowledge to drop into his spirit. Now, when it drops into his spirit, that's when he will produce results for you and make you what he talks about. You know, and I was having a discussion with a few friends the other day. The most simplest things of God is what we make look difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple for you to sit down just for 15 minutes, like you were saying, you know, we're getting to the word of God. You know, turn your phone off, put the distractions away. But how many of us can sit down for 10 minutes and just speak the word of God? We can do it. But after 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we start complaining, oh, this is getting tiring, this is getting boring, you know, I'm tired. But yet, we can sit down all day and watch television, browse Facebook, browse the internet, you know.
That's
but 15
right.
minutes in the Word, you will know. Because God, the Bible says, it says, therefore have we believed Now I have spoken. So we can't speak what we don't believe, but we speak what we believe, which is the word of God, which is true and living and able to edify us, to build us up, to give us an inheritance among the saints, you know, which is able to save our souls. So these little things, you know, we need to do it on a more regular basis. You know, just get a clock in front of you, 10 a.m. to 10:15. By his stripes I am healed. I am blessed. I'm a success. Greater is he that is in me. Because that's your testimony of the word of God, which is concerning you. As the Bible says, we overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What's our testimony? What God says about me. God says, I'm an overcomer. Okay, then I am an overcomer. He says, greater is he that is in me. That's my testimony. I testify that he who is born of God has overcome the world. It's not what you say about me or what I say about you or what the world says. It's about what God says. And when you speak this way, that's what pleases God. God will say, yes, this is my child. You know, because the Father... I'm sorry if I'm talking too much, you know, but it's just coming from the Spirit,
go
you know?
Ahead. It's a show that I have where people can call in and we could talk about, you know, whatever topic it's in. Because, like you say, you don't know why God led you to this program because you've never been on it. Where are you from?
I reside in the UK at the moment, Mom.
All right. Well, praise God. We thank God for bringing you on today. And we want you to come back on because he needed you to hear this today. He needed you, like you were just saying, talking with some friends the other day. He needed you to get this out because evidently, you know, talking with them, they wasn't receiving it. They wasn't getting what you were saying. So God enabled where you sit down and looked at this program and say, wait a minute, sinful thoughts. I think I'm going to tune in and hear you done call all the way from the United Kingdom for a program for a lady all the way in Houston, Texas, at the United States of America. So you see, you don't know where God going, who he going to hook you with, who may have the blessing for you. Just like the money was in the fish mouth, today the blessing is here in Houston for you in UK. You see what I'm saying?
You know, so, you know, one thing I always tell people as well, it don't matter how anointed you are, we all have something to share and something to give.
There you go.
You know, it don't matter if you're more anointed than me or more anointed than you. I can still receive from you and you can still receive from
That's
me.
That's right. That's
because
right.
The Bible says he gives his gifts as his will. So the Holy Spirit gives us gifts and we can desire for those gifts that we don't have and we will have them. You know, so maybe God has given you a gift that I don't have at the moment and you can say, yeah, today I'm going to use my daughter to bless Simon. Or I'm going to bring Simon on this talk show to bless somebody else that's listening in.
That's right.
You know, because we can all give. Like, you know, I told you when I first came on, that's what my problem is. But God is speaking through me about how to meditate on his word, how to apply it to our lives. So, you see, I just thank God for this opportunity and this platform. You know, and I know that everybody that's listening in, even myself, we've all been edified and blessed by the word of God.
Amen.
You know.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on and just listening. And do tune in every week because I'm normally on every week on Wednesday, 10 o'clock my time. I don't know what time it is in the UK right now.
It's 10 to 5 now.
Okay. In the morning or evening?
P.M.
P.M.? Okay. Yeah. And I just thank God that you came out because I don't want my life to be in vain. I want to be able to help somebody along this Christian journey.
Amen.
And not just in front of me, if it's even through blog or through the radio, that someone tuned in that can be blessed because I can be blessed also because you have blessed me by coming on, by talking with me, sharing what you have shared. You know, so that's what it's all about. God made all of us, and he wants us to help one another. And I think, you know, I put it on for an hour, but I think I need to probably do a part two of this part on Simple Thought. I think I need to do a part two because I'm nowhere near, even nowhere clear getting all, you know, doing what I had written down and everything. But,
praise
you know,
Lord.
When you sense God conviction, you know, we be specific, you know, mm-hmm. in what we're doing. Every time an unclean thought arises, you can replace it with a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And prayerfully, you know, focus on God. And I was going to say, I think, I don't, I say that y'all let me know because I don't want to repeat this. But when I head down, do your affection and priority often resolve around people and things more than Jesus? And, you know, we have to think about that. Sometimes, like you say, if you take the time to be on Facebook or you take the time, an hour, 2 hours, to be on MySpace or some of the, watch TV on some of these games and these shows and stuff, but you can't take out an hour to pray to God. I have also a prayer line that we do, and you're welcome to come on in, that we pray. We have a Bible study and all mm-hmm. this, you know. And I think about people that go to a movie and sit down and watch a movie that's not benefiting them, mm-hmm. not giving them mm-hmm. nothing from God that they are learning. But when
yeah.
you talk about coming on to talk about God or stay an hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours in church, they're steadily
yeah.
watching their watches. They're watching their clocks, you
mm-hmm.
know, all this kind of stuff. So we have to watch, you know, how much time are we really giving God? So do we feel an hour is too much to give God when you spend 4 hours at a game? Highly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For this team and that team. Coming back with no reward. But when you
mm-hmm.
spend time with God, look
mm-hmm.
how much God is giving you back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is answering prayer that you done prayed maybe last week or something. You didn't ask him this week, but he said, that's my son. That's my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I see their heart. I see their mind. I see how they tuned in to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize it, when it comes to you, your mind have went off that because you're so involved in pleasing God and not man or woman,
mm-hmm.
that when that blessing come, you don't even remember when it hit. You just say, Lord, I thank you. Because when I had been asking for you, you blessed me. And here you was caught up in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind was gone behind the veil. You was praying. You was singing. You was reading your scriptures. And somebody may have called you later and say, did you check such and such a thing? Uh-uh. Check what? Well,
mm-hmm.
I just put $500 in your checking account. What? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that like that. But now you went to that game. You went to that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't profit you nothing. But when you tapped in
mm-hmm.
to what we have been saying today, sinful thoughts,
mm-hmm.
and how all of us have thoughts that we want God to move from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yours may have been the ones you said to me this morning and to the ones that was listening. Mine may be another issue. But collectively, we all brought it out where God, I need help in this area. I need help in that area. And as I started out, are you conscious of unclean thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
A motive. Being precipitate about the thoughts that you need to change. We
mm-hmm.
all need to change something about us. That's why we go to God.
Amen.
You know, I'm just thanking God.
God said he's a reward of those who seek him diligently.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when we seek him, we have a part to play. Because God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing, as he said, and he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. But we
mm-hmm.
have to do our part as well. You know, like I say to people sometimes, people only quote things what they want to do for themselves because it sounds nice. Like many will say, all things work together for my good. But why not quote the rest of the scripture? Because it don't stop there. It
mm-hmm.
says, for those who love God. So
yeah.
unless you love God, it don't work together for your good, because it says, for those who love God, and are called according to his purpose. You know, so
yeah.
when we seek him with all, you know, Father, you know, I want to watch this on the TV right now, but I'm going to put it aside and, you know, pray, talk to you. Because we're already in his presence 24/7. He lives in us. So we don't need to say, Father, come into your presence. We're already in his presence. We live there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many pray, oh, Father, come to you. So When you say, Lord, I come to you, where did you go for you to come back to him again? He don't leave you. He said, I will never leave or forsake you. But when we can do these things and sacrifice, Father, you know, there's a football match or there's a program I want to watch later on, but I'm going to sacrifice it and spend time and commune. That's why the Bible says, and fellowship, communion, koinonia with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I met a lady this morning when I went on the road, and she was so blessed by the way I spoke to her. I said, "It's all. A lot of Christians have the Holy Spirit, but do they know him? He's a person. They're not acquainted with him." She was so blessed. Just the words I spoke to her uplifted her, and she's a Christian woman. You know, so we need to get acquainted with him. And like I said, Father, I sacrifice this, because maybe when you're watching this program, you know, things running through your mind. You don't know what's going to come on the program. Maybe sexual acts or bad language, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I've noticed as well, which you guys probably notice, even when you're on the internet, you can be on a clean website, but then automatically you will see something pop up in the corner, or women wanting dating or men dating. You know, and this is what Satan does. This is why he shows to come on the mountain when he says, I'll give you all of this. Yeah. And then when you open one window now, he enters into another world and another world, and then you just get consumed and sucked in. Then you start looking at the pictures. Then it causes lust in. Then it causes you to do things, you know. So we need to be obedient and give our time. You know, even if you know you're struggling and you can't do it at the moment, start from 5 minutes. Then it grow to 10 minutes. Then to 15 minutes. And then when it comes to that, it will come to a stage where it just becomes normal to you. You won't have to think, oh, I need to set my prayer time 6 o'clock. It will be a habit. Because when you continue something, it becomes a habit. But as I said, we're always in the presence of God. So we should be speaking to him when you're walking on the street, you know, you're on the telephone, blah, blah, blah. He's in you. He's the voice. And that's something I do when I'm walking on the street. I maybe just put my headset in my phone, because maybe people might think, why is this guy talking to himself? So I make it look like I'm talking with the Father, speaking in tongues, thinking, rejoicing. It's me and him. It's for you. You know, so I understand the portion that you just said, and it was very powerful, you know, and it's touched me today. But I can see that on my screen right now, he's saying there's only 1 minute and so seconds left remaining. So he's gonna cut off after this, yeah.
Well, we're gonna pray, and until it just kind of boot us off in a little, because I usually, you know, I put it for different times.
Do you have an email where I can contact you?
Yeah, I sure do. You have a paper and pencil?
Just 1 second. Let me just
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
S A.
Yeah.
D D.
B P.
D D. S and David.
Oh yeah.
D D.
D B. Yeah.
E as in elephant.
Yeah.
Dot org as in run.
Dot org. Yeah.
At AOL.com.
At AOL. So it's Sadbi, Sadbie, .org at AOL.com.
Okay. Dot aura.
So
dot aura, as in run. Dot aura.
Oh, run.
Just run.
So
aura, though.
So it's Sadbi.
At AOL.
Sadbi.run at AOL.com.
Okay, and what you can do, you can send me a message through Joy and Peace on this broadcast. Send me a message through Joy and Peace.
Okay.
Through Blog Talk, and I get it quicker.
Okay, then. Okay, my sister.
But we're going to pray with you today that every stronghold that the enemy is trying to plague your mind with, even as you being a Christian, with lust and uncleansed thoughts. Oh, gracious Father, we come right now, dear Heavenly Father, lifting up my brother in the UK, dear Heavenly Father, You're sitting high and you're looking low, dear Heavenly Father. You already know, dear Heavenly Father. He come forward, dear Heavenly Father, with the problem he know he have, dear Heavenly Father, and he want to get rid of that problem, dear Heavenly Father. We send the spirit of lust back to the pits of hell because that's what it is right now. We rebuke it, we decree, and we declare it right now that it has to go back to the pits of hell, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you right now for cleansing the thought pattern of our brother from the UK right now, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you will give him new avenues through the Spirit, dear Heavenly Father, how he will come back those thoughts when they come into his mind, dear Heavenly Father, even with pictures, anything on TV, internet, whatever, dear Heavenly Father, any distraction right now, we send it back to the pits of hell right now in the name of Jesus. We decree it and we declare, dear Heavenly Father, that it will not interfere with our brother, dear Heavenly Father, that he will continue on doing the work you have called him to do in the UK, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for him today on this program, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the young lady came on for area code 713 today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today. We give you the honor, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for area code 918 come on today, dear Heavenly Father. 713, dear Heavenly Father, and all the rest of the people that came on today, dear Heavenly Father, that didn't even say anything, but they were listening, dear Heavenly Father, and that's what it's all about, that we can get the word out, dear Heavenly Father, that someone will tell somebody, whether it be a man, boy, or girl, dear Heavenly Father, what they must do to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. God, we give you the praise today for what you're doing on this broadcast. We thank you that it's going to the utmost part of the earth, dear Heavenly Father. We lift you up, dear Heavenly Father, not ourselves, because it's not about us. It's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. And we come to give you praise today, to give you the glory, and to give you the praise. We thank you for every person that will listen to this broadcast, even in the archive, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you made it available to me, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to come on Blog Talk, to bring the topics that you give me to talk about, God. We lift you up today, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you, and we glorify you. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
But we give God praise for this show today. And we just thanking him right now for what he's doing and what he's going to do. You know, and the I'm going to see, can I play us a song before we go off the air today? See if it will come up. And I'm going to see if it will play.
So, my sister.
Uh-huh. Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
So the email address one more time is sadb@aura.org.
Just put aura. Don't put the run all the way run, but aura for run. Just put aura.
Oh, O-R-U-N.
Uh-uh. No, just S-A-D-D-I-E dot alphabet aura at AOL.com.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah, my time has been far spent. My screen is saying error on page. I don't know what it's trying to do. I know call at 713-566. Are you still online? Let me see. I think that's where the when she dropped off or she didn't hang up all the way. I think that's what got us hung up on here, because I know should be off air. And it's just going round and round. But we give God praise today. You see, that's what the enemy tries to do. He tries to come in like we've been talking about, the thought and distraction. Mm-hmm. But we're not letting him distract us today. We was able to get the broadcast over where everyone will be able to hear it and be able to relate to sinful thoughts today. And we give God the praise today. So until, just feel free to email me. I'll be looking for your email from the UK, and I thank you, and I thank Carla from Oklahoma for coming on today. She don't ever say anything, but I really do appreciate her coming on today, and others in different parts of the country for coming on. They didn't say anything, but that's quite all right. God gave out what he wanted to say today on this program, and we give God praise today. And so you tune in next week. We will have another exciting topic that will be on next week. Mm-hmm.
I just sent you a message on the homepage. I just pressed message, so I'm gonna send you a message there and put my email address there. Okay.
Okay then, and I'm gonna be looking for it. And so glad that you could come on today. Love each and every one of you all. Y'all know if I had the tentacles and octopus, I would come through this line and hug each and every one of you all. Want y'all to have a blessed, blessed weekend. And until next Wednesday, y'all be blessed. Hope to hear from each and every one of you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sister.